This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. There's a new pest in town. The discovery of a European grapevine moth in a St. Helena area vineyard last October represented the first time they'd been found anywhere in North America. That has the region's grape growers watching warily as the California Department of Food and Agriculture has begun setting out traps to see just how widespread those bugs might be.
There is a lure that attracts this moth to the traps, and they will set the traps up and down the state of California and will determine where it is and how big the infestation is. 2 weeks before bud breaks, the traps would be set all through the north region, and they will determine the extent of the infestation that started in Oakville.
Lucia Varela is an integrated pest management specialist with the University of California Cooperative Extension in Santa Rosa. She presented a detailed update on the moth to the area grape growers at the annual Sonoma County Grape Day yesterday. The European moth looks very much like the light brown apple moth, although it's slightly smaller, and it poses a more direct threat to vineyards because the females lay individual eggs on or near individual grapes or berries, rather than masses of eggs, which tend to disperse with high mortality rates when they hatch.
The female lays an egg on the berry and then marks that berry with a pheromone, deterring any other moths to laying eggs there. And so that little larvae, when it comes out of the egg, has almost that berry assigned to that larvae, and they will feed on that berry. And a bunch that has many berries can have many worms.
Varela detailed how the vineyard moths are short-lived but go through three complete generations during a single growing season. So the key to controlling them is early detection.
We have two opportunities. One is during the first generation and one is during the second generation to be able to control it before it goes inside the berries and causes too much damage.
If the moths can be killed, whether with chemical insecticides or other measures, before the fruit sets on the vines, Varela adds, the crop loss and damage to the plants can be minimized.
In the flower stage, it just doesn't cause that much damage. It removes a few flowers, but the plant compensates, so there is not a yield reduction if they feed a little bit on the flowers. So if you can control it in the first generation, you've done 90% of your work.
So while the extent of the problem posed by the European grapevine moth won't be known for several weeks yet, Varela says it's not a threat that the industry can't readily address.
It will have to be controlled. We have the tools to control it. So it's not as serious as other pests, say glassy-winged sharpshooter. This is a worm, and we know how to control worms. But at the same time, we don't want to have more exotic pests and more worms that we have to increase the use of insecticide to control them. So ideally, it would be nice if it's in a very reduced area and that area can be cleaned up.
In other Grape Day presentations, the audience heard an update on the efforts to crossbreed grape stock that is resistant to Pierce's disease, the pathogen spread by the glassy-winged sharpshooter, and a comparative analysis of tools and methods for controlling gophers. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.